Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to the Gaming Podcast, episode 70.2 of the Geek Cave. I'm Darren.
Oh my, you are.
I'm Chad.
He's going to do that the whole show, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh my, I am.
I figured. All right. Gaming segment. I'm excited. I'm happy to have some stuff to talk about.
You're elated?
I am.
You're jovial.
I'm ready to play with power, but we'll get to that in a moment. First, I want to go ahead and get this out of the way. The year of backlog continues, gentlemen. And another successful entry. Partially motivated by when I announced this endeavor, Chad said, there's no way you're getting through 12 games in a year. Well, Metal Gear Rising.
Way to spurn his rage, Chad.
Metal Gear Rising.
Actually, I don't think he finished all those games. So
no, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't finish Kingdom Hearts. I lost interest.
Well, to be fair, it's boring.
I didn't finish... Oh, don't let my wife hear that. I didn't... Well, it's okay. She doesn't listen. I didn't finish Xenoblade Chronicles X.
My wife does. And
okay.
She'll tell your wife.
Please don't tell Lori. All right. I didn't finish Xenoblade Chronicles X, although I did play 40 hours. It was a 100-hour game, though.
That's not even half.
That's like showing up at work at 8 and leaving at like, what, 11?
Okay.
Yeah, 11, 11:30.
Yeah, not even at lunchtime. You couldn't make it to lunch.
Fair, but...
We expect you to get back into that.
The effort... No. The effort can...
Get back on that horse,
I
Darren.
I sold it. It ain't happening.
Buy it again. Get back in that horse. On that horse.
In that horse.
In that horse is a whole different...
That's the kind of game you play down in Tijuana.
Or in Troy.
Historical
tomato,
joke.
Tomato, yeah. Troy, Tijuana.
Yeah, you say potato, I say potato.
Anyway, Metal Gear Rising is the next on the list, otherwise known as what would happen if Hideo Kojima had erectile dysfunction and needed to compensate for something. Are either of you familiar with the Metal Gear Solid series?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Not a bit.
Tactical espionage kind of stuff.
Is this the one where you don't have to kill anybody?
You don't have to if you choose not to. You've got a tranquilizer gun in Metal Gear Solid, you know, that kind of stuff. Usually it's some kind of quasi-political sounding gibberish about giant metal tanks that can walk. And they have like 80 nukes.
Transformers?
Like a giant Johnny Five, really.
They have like 8. They have like 80 nuclear missiles on them, and it's up to
a giant pissed off Johnny Five.
And it's up to one guy, either voiced by David Hayter or Kiefer Sutherland, to save the world. That kind of stuff.
Johnny Five, the only one alive.
Disassemble. But we're not talking about Solid Snake or the story of Metal Gear Solid. We're talking about Metal Gear Rising, which is a spinoff featuring Raiden, or Raiden, if you will. He was the surprise star of Metal Gear Solid 2 in that everyone wanted to play a Solid Snake, and instead they played as an effeminate, blonde-haired, kind of whiny prick instead.
I know that guy.
Yeah. So in Metal Gear Solid 4, they turned him into a cyborg ninja in an attempt to be, please God, like this character. He's really cool. We swear he is. And so now in Metal Gear Rising, it's his own thing. And you remember how we poked fun at Michael Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine Michael Bay made a video game involving ninjas. Yeah. And cyborgs. There's lots That's about of explosions. Right. There's lots of things that are funny the first time you see them, but then they beat the joke into the ground. There's a scene where Raiden... Now remember, cyborg ninja. So like, head to toe, black robotics and all that stuff. He's got a robotic jaw even. He's trying to go undercover in Mexico City. So he's wearing a poncho and a sombrero to blend in.
That tracks, yes.
to blend in.
Makes sense to me.
Citizens he walks by are like, is that some kind of cyborg? He opens a manhole by like kicking it with like his stiletto sword heels. I'm not making any of this up, by the way. Climbs into the sewer, but not before looking at the guys watching him. Adios, amigos, in like the whitest voice possible, and then disappears into the... This is the kind of game you're into where...
That would be adios, my amigos.
At one point, you are...
It's like you were channeling Steve Martin there. It's kind of...
At one point, you're using...
Well, he and I are, you know, very close to the same pigmentation.
At one point,
pale.
You're... At one point, you're using a sword to cut a helicopter in half with one stroke. At the other point, you're fighting normal human-sized guys that you just kick repeatedly until they fall over. The whole crux of the game is swordplay, which is great. It has some great mechanics where you can slow down time and kind of hack in any direction using the analog sticks, and it actually things separate or people separate according to your cuts. So you can cut things into really tiny pieces, unless it's a door. Then you need a key. Or it's a wall, because then you'd break the game. Or it's that robot dog that you beat up and then adopted and called Wolf, and now it's a sarcastic partner. Kind of like if Canine Cop with Jim Belushi featured Jim Belushi as a skinny white cyborg ninja, and the dog was slightly better.
See, for a second there, I thought you were going to say Canine Cop featuring Jim Belushi as the dog and as the cop.
And then things got weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, things got weird because then you fight... like a cyborg samurai, and at one point the final boss is a U.S. senator hoping to start another world war so he can become president, because that's how that works. And when you fight him, first he fights you in a giant mechanized tank, and then when he gets out of the tank, he hulks up. He does like a full Hulk Hogan thing with a sumo pose, and it turns out he's also a cyborg in one of the longest, most boring and most frustrating final bosses I've ever had. This game is like 5 hour energy. It's 5 hour energy of the video game, in that it'll give you about 4.5 hours of entertainment and fun peppy stuff, and the last half hour is a crash, depression, and probably diarrhea. It's just
also it tastes bad.
It leaves a really bad taste in your mouth. It's a fantastic short experience with a disappointing ending, much like the first time I had sex. No matter...
Man, we couldn't make the joke that fast. No. That was brilliant.
No matter what I say
he
about...
He knew we were going to, so he scripted it out.
No matter what I say about this game, I can't express how both happy I was to play it and disappointed I was that I was playing it. Metal Gear Rising is... the best $5 game you'll ever buy, and that's as much as you should spend on it. Wait until it hits the Steam sale and then buy it for $5, because anything other than that, and you've wasted it by the time the final boss comes around.
Wow.
There you go. Next month is Homefront, so not looking forward to that.
Do you have any good news?
I do, gaming related. Well, I've got a couple of things. First, some...
I need a drink.
Because I got a lot of disappointing and, you know,
oh, well, let's
frustrating
go ahead
and, news
let's
when to, it comes to movies. So okay, we all right. need some good news now.
Microsoft at one point thought about making an X-Boy.
An X-Boy.
Yeah, a handheld. This just came
I think
out.
They prefer transsexual, don't they? Transgender?
Transgender, yeah.
We are not making political comments.
I'm not
in this
making,
podcast.
I'm just.
Okay.
I'm making a joke.
Former chief Xbox officer Robbie.
Would it be Y-Boy since we have the Y chromosome?
Former chief Xbox officer Robbie Bach spoke with IGN and said that they several times came to the idea of doing a handheld system, but they just couldn't focus. They basically kept getting distracted by every shiny thing that came along, and I guess it turned out to work because Sony tried, Sony failed, you could argue, and...
We should do a thing. Squirrel!
Yeah, essentially. But Sony tried, it didn't work out, and then smartphones became a thing, and that was that. Speaking of things outpaced by new technology, Nintendo finally decided to go to the well that everyone has been wanting them to go to for years. You know how In fact, I think it was you, Chad, you got me a Sega Genesis plug and play for Christmas mm-hmm. 1 year.
And I believe was, we
yeah,
okay. got you the Sega Genesis plug and play okay. for Christmas.
I remember him handing it to me.
That's because I wasn't there, but we...
So, well, he gets the connotation. I'm sorry. If you had been there, it would have been y'all.
Such things happen.
Go on. Continue your thing.
I'm sorry. I seem
no,
to...
No, continue your thing.
Okay, well, first we'll go to the bad before we get to the good. Wisdom Tree's doing a plug-in play. And you might be like, who's Wisdom Tree?
I know I am.
I'm glad you asked.
I didn't, but okay.
All right, back when the NES was a thing, there was a company that actually managed to crack Nintendo's encryption for their... for their games, because Nintendo had this little chip in the NES where if you're not approved, then you can't make a game on our system. Wisdom Tree is a Christian video game maker that decided, you know what? We're going to disobey the rules. That's in the Bible somewhere. And they did. And they made 8 terrible NES games. They were god awful. I mean, I'm saying that literally. God thinks they're awful. such wonderful games as
that is in the Bible.
Such wonderful games as Sunday Fun Day, King of Kings.
Wasn't that a song by the Mamas and the Papas?
Bible Buffet, Exodus, Bible Adventures, which was where you played as Noah and you had to load the ark by carrying animals on your head, much like the animation for Super Mario 2. You had to stack them like 5 or 6 high and then carry them back to the boat. Because apparently they didn't want to live. They didn't want to get on the boat.
And you couldn't carry the snakes. Well, you could carry snakes, but it had to be particular snakes.
Yeah.
Because there were snakes as enemies.
Yes. Green and ones are good. Brown ones are bad.
So you weren't... See,
racist.
For all you people who were scared of snakes, you know, just think if Noah had been able to carry all of them.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
There'd be so many snakes.
But see, they're doing a...
There are so many snakes.
There'd be more.
Nah. Wisdom Tree's doing a Kickstarter. They're trying to raise... No. They're trying to raise $16,500 for a plug-and-play of their traditional, like, their 8 games. Although, if you do send out a certain amount of money, they'll give you a digital download for the Super Nintendo game, the only one they did, Super Noah's Ark 3D. Which was a complete reskin of Return to Castle Wolfenstein, except a slingshot instead of a gun, and cute baby animals instead of demons, except for Mecha Hitler. I think he survives. So that's a thing. But here's the thing. The plug and play, one, is called the Arcade.
Of course.
And two, it's an NES controller. Just flat out. NES. They're not even beating around the
Does
bush.
Does it say Nintendo on it?
Well, no. They've blacked out that part.
Clearly
but...
different then. Clearly.
So what you're saying is there's a room full of little kids with these controllers with a black Sharpie going.
Probably. And making that noise while they do it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. at the time of this recording, the Kickstarter ends on Sunday, August 14th. Yeah, it's got 150 backers. It will probably pass, and then Nintendo will probably sue. Speaking of Nintendo, they're doing their own plug-and-play console because F you, Wisdom Tree. We're doing it right. The Nintendo Classic Mini. Have you guys seen this?
Yes.
Oh, it looks great, especially the photo of the side-by-side with the bigger NES.
Don't talk to me or my small child ever again.
All right, son. Tell me which of the bad men hurt you.
Where did he blow on you?
It's the one that tried to... I don't take cartridges. I love how when the news came out, everyone's immediately like, will we be able to like put our cartridges in? It's the size of like a hand. No.
It's the size of a cartridge.
Yes. You will not. Will we be able to add more games? It's Nintendo. No. Of course not. It's a plug-and-play console. You Philistine?
Philistine, huh?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find some...
Is that any relation to Phyllis Diller?
Sure. I was just trying to find some old school insults there.
You're going but biblical on their ass,
I'm
huh?
going biblical. I'm going Old Testament on them. But, so 30 NES games, $60, $2 a game, Plus, you get a little NES controller that also, it has a connector that will work on your Wii, so you can use it as a virtual console controller as well, which is nice. Really, really sweet. It will also take virtual console controllers like the Classic Controller and the Classic Controller Pro, but only as Player 2. Player 1 has to use the controller that comes with the box. I don't remember the games, though.
I have a list.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, that helps.
Balloon Fight, Bubble Bobble, Castlevania, Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., Double Dragon 2, The Revenge, Dr. Mario, Excitebike, Final Fantasy, Galaga, Ghosts and Goblins, Gradius, Ice Climber, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, Mario Brothers, Mega Man 2, Metroid, Ninja Gaiden, Pac-Man, Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dreamstar, Tropics, Super C, Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario Brothers 3, Tecmo Bowl, The Legend of Zelda, Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
Nice. Nice. Very good.
If any of these games cause... See your doctor.
Sleepiness, drowsiness, erectile dysfunction, or the ability to play Metal Gear Rising, please see your doctor.
Yeah.
I've already seen my doctor.
That's a lot of games to keep track of.
Yeah, we were talking about this before we started taping the segment, and Chad had the idea of, like, you know, we should talk about our favorite ones from the list.
Yeah, works for me.
I am certainly looking forward to getting to play Legend of Zelda again and maybe even beating it. I've never played it to completion. I played basically the first two dungeons that I stumbled upon.
Yeah. Whole lot of exploration in that one.
Mm-hmm. And I love putting it in and playing it when I was growing up, but I just wasn't in the place to really do that kind of game. So getting to go through and play as an adult sounds like an awful lot of fun.
What do you think?
Oh, I'm excited for Excitebike, actually. That's one of those games that I have fond memories of from childhood that, you know, just some buddies of mine, we'd get together, we'd play it, we'd see how high we could ramp and everything.
Well, yeah, it was unique in that it was one of the first games, or maybe the first game, that had like a track creator.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Just make it with one big jump. That's it. Start, big jump, finish. So, finish time, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Beat that. I had so many of these growing up. I love almost all of these games. I don't know. I'm probably most excited about Ninja Gaiden, and then when I get pissed off, I'll go to Bubble Bobble.
I did like Bubble Bobble growing up.
Bubble Bobble was fun. Plus, it's fun to say.
Yeah.
So.
Truth.
Are there any games that you're sad aren't on this list?
Blades of Steel.
Oh, I love Blades of Steel. It's the only sports game I've ever really enjoyed.
I just
outside of maybe RBI or Bo Jackson Baseball.
I loved all the Konami games because they had that announcer that couldn't quite.
Blades of Steel.
Yeah, or Double Dwibble, like, you know, that kind of thing.
Double Dwibble.
Double Dwibble.
Blades of Steel.
You know? Bayou Billy, I wish that was on the list. We know that they got some third parties, so I don't see why we couldn't.
Bayou Billy's just a reskin of Castlevania.
Did you ever play Bayou Billy?
Actually, I played Bayou Billy. I didn't play Castlevania.
Okay, yeah, so, okay, did you ever play Castlevania?
Wasn't that the guy with the whip?
Yeah, but Castlevania was an entirely different game.
I didn't play Castlevania.
Okay, Bayou Billy, for those of you playing at home, was like a beat 'em up. Castlevania was a side-scrolling adventure. It was different. Trust me.
If you say so.
Okay, I do.
sometime after November 11th, I'll find out.
Yeah. Yeah, November 11th, $60. What about you, Justin? Anything you're...
Track and Field. I wish they would put that on there, and then you could buy the old-school floor pad.
Can you imagine if Nintendo re-released that? Yeah.
But it'd be in mini.
In mini.
Use your fingers.
Yeah.
I wish the original Contra was there.
Yes.
I know Super C is on the list, but come on, respect to the original.
Agreed. Agreed. I'm still really excited.
No, yeah.
Well, just because there are so many games for the original Nintendo. They couldn't possibly put all of the, well, okay, they could, but it wouldn't sell for $60.
No, they'd sell for $100.
And it would be the size of probably the old school Nintendo.
So here's a question. Is this the NX?
I asked my wife the same thing.
Because they won't tell us what it is. And then all of a sudden, this comes out of left field, and everyone's really excited.
It's like, hey, check out the next console. I think it'd be hysterical. I honestly do. Just some point in March, they have an interview with somebody from Nintendo. It's like, oh yeah, we already released it.
And it's sold like gangbusters. Everyone bought it.
And it is technically backwards compatible with parts of the Wii. The peripherals as the classic controller and all that. That kind of fits everything. Now, how are they going to get Breath of the Wild on there, though? The new Zelda game. That's supposed to be coming to both.
Hey, maybe it's actually on there.
And it just won't be unlocked until...
You beat all 30 games.
Oh, my Lord. Do you know how awful that would be?
It would, but think about the reward. Breath of the Wild looks great.
And then do you have to beat Ghosts and Goblins twice?
Oh, no.
Yes, you would, because the first ending was not a real ending. The first ending was, quote, a trick by Satan, and then you have to go back and beat it again. And that's the point many of us broke our first controller.
No, I didn't. I just said, you know what? This game ain't worth it.
Well, I guess this game is a trick of Satan. It tricked me into playing it.
Good luck, sucker.
While we're on gaming, we want to remind you we do have a big marathon coming up in a little over a month from now.
Extra life!
It will mean our next episode is probably a few days late, but that's because we're going to be doing it live.
Ish.
On Twitch. And then uploading the audio from that as our podcast.
True. If you ever actually wanted to see us.
This is the chance.
This is a chance.
This is your opportunity.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Because pants are optional during this marathon.
I made sure that was a condition.
Yeah.
That was a condition of hosting at Darren's.
Yeah.
But we're going to be...
Pants optional. I'm planning on walking in and dropping trowel.
September 9th and September 10th, we are going to be playing video games for probably a little more than 24 hours, raising money for Extra Life. This is the Children's Miracle Network Outreach. Does fantastic work. Last year, gamers like you and us raised, $6 million? For Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. It was phenomenal. We thank you for the outreach that we got and the response. We're already almost even with how much we raised total last year. And we've still got a month before the marathon and like 3.5-4 months before the end of the year. So we do have some fantastic prizes. You can find out everything if you go to deepcavepodcast.com. We've got a link to Extra Life. We also have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/deepcave. So I'm excited. What are you guys going to play?
I don't know yet.
Chad's playing Doom.
I'm playing Doom and or Blood. Well, I'm playing Doom for the live stream.
Yes.
I probably will as well, just because.
And then for my shift, which begins at like 4 in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah, DK Live is like Friday night, September 9th. Be ready for that.
I'm going to play Bloodborne first thing in the morning.
Oh, man.
I guess it depends on where I'm at. If I'm still in transit, I'll have my Game Boy with me.
Yeah.
If I'm already at your house, I'll probably play the new Telltale Batman game.
We've reached out to Telltale, and they are sending us a review copy. So,
okay, then I'm definitely playing the Telltale Batman game.
Yeah. So, and I made sure to request the PS4 version because I know you don't Xbox. So
I really don't Xbox.
I wanted to make sure you were as comfortable as possible.
And I appreciate that. Thank you.
So.
Such a wonderful host.
He is at times, but yes.
Well, no, wonderful host. I mean, think about it. He's getting he's reaching out for the game.
Oh, I thought you were talking about hosting the show.
Oh, well, that we can discuss some other time off camera.
Yeah. But host as a party type thing. Yes. A party thing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, yes.
I mean, he's getting you the game you want on the system you want it. He's making sure that I don't have to wear pants.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I don't get that treatment at my own home.
Ain't no party like the Deep Cave Podcast Party.
Ain't that the truth?
Because the Deep Cave Podcast Party happens very rarely.
About once a year now.
About once a year, but we can keep that up. So,
we're going to turn it into our own con.
I would
love
that. Since
no one will invite us to theirs.
GCC, Deep Cave Con. Con!
For all attendees, pants are optional.
Absolutely.
Yeah, as long as I can get the pass health codes.
Just don't serve food.
Yeah. All right. There you go. We'll take a break. I don't know how to wrap up the segment after that. Do you guys have anything?
Nope.
No, I do not.
All right. Don't forget to check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, DeepTakePodcast.com, and wherever you find us. If you have the option, please leave us a review, hopefully a good one, and give us a rating. We take our ratings in 5 stars or 5 diamonds, or pretty much the highest that a scale goes is what we take our reviews in.
Yes, that's how much effort we give you in this thing, so that's how much rating we would prefer back.
We would prefer that, yes. Who knows? You know, if you give us enough ratings, maybe we'll do something special. I don't know what that would be. Maybe another podcast. I don't know. It seems to be all we're good
you
at.
You get another.
You get another. Deal with it. We'll wrap up. Next on your download list is episode 70.3, the movies edition. Chad is hard at work getting his final notes ready, and hopefully he doesn't depress us too much. Looking into the face, maybe not. But hey, more deep cave to come.
Don't scare him off. It's going to be fine.